Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wow. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the lightest line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime Wow.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Prime, here with my co-host, Lee Boy TV. Before he say anything, yes, we took a week off, but we deserve it.
Actually, we ain't going to talk about what happened last week, but we are back actually with the same topic we had planned for last week because it's so timely. And some dope stuff came out in between, so it was actually... It might have been divine intervention that we had to wait a week. So, we have some more news to spread on this topic, which is amazing.
Yeah. What is it? It's the 30th anniversary along with, like, a reboot and, like, other things, to say the least. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we're talking about White Men Can't Jump today, which is one of my personal favorites. Obviously, it's a classic. There's really no question in that. In fact, Kadeem Hardison said that it was...
I was just about to say that.
Better. Hey, for me, I was with him. I was right there with him. What you got that's better?
Better, but it ain't this one is up there, but it's not like...
Name it. Let me hear it.
I mean, I like the Six Men.
Okay, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, it's all right.
He got game.
Okay, now He Got Game. You playing with fire right there. So I would say He Got Game is definitely up there for sure. But, you know, this one predates He Got Game. It's a little bit more of a nostalgic factor, I would say. He Got Game is in the 2000s, right?
No, He Got... Ray Allen was not doing that in the 2000s.
Yes, obviously we know with this being the 30th anniversary of He Got Game. White Men Can't Jump, rewind. 92, right? Is it 92? This is a classic movie that is so, solidifies and really personifies nostalgia, I'll say. And, you know, like I said, it's one of my favorites. This is the movie that low-key taught me how to cuss. Like, the way that Sidney Dean was getting down in this, I mean, it taught me a whole lot of things. I think just
Wesley in general taught you.
You said what?
I think Wesley in general just taught you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wesley, yes. I mean, he's one of the best cursing actors of all time, in my opinion.
You know, from New Jack Swing to this, of course, it's like, yeah, some Wesley. Some
I mean, he's just so natural with letting the motherfucker, like, just letting it roll off his tongue. Like,
are you trying to say he was Samuel before Samuel?
I ain't say that, but it might be true. It might be true. Wesley Snipes, he just did it a little bit more cool. Like when Sam did it, you know, he was mad. He was heated. But when, you know, when Wesley Snipes do it, he just out there on the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's so many insults that were thrown around in this movie that I just love, you know, obviously with it would have been about a white boy, and then in some of the beginning scenes with Kadeem Hardison and what's the guy from Smart Guy, Smart Dad,
John Marshall. Yeah,
John Marshall was in there. He got on him. Remember, he said his bunions hurt. My bunions hurt. I can't run. He's like, oh man, get this guy out of here. I'm gonna have to censor myself today because I just want to hop into Wesley Snipes mode, but. Yeah, man. I mean, this movie is just so raw and there's so many things to discuss. And it was all, I mean, really discussed in their 30th reunion where they sat down with the director on, was it Hulu? I know it's available on YouTube now.
Or it was like a Hulu thing that they were doing. So, yeah.
And the movie is available on Hulu in case you haven't seen it. Hopefully you probably, have seen it.
That's probably why they was like, we got the movie here so you can just watch the movie and then the reunion. Type of thing, but no, I liked it. But as a big movie person as I am, whenever they were at one point going through the locations, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if they just had them kind of recreate some of the scenes, at least with them just walking. Like, they was like, oh, this is the mirror where the first thing you could have, we could have Woody Harrelson pull up in the, you know, I'm just saying, like. You could have did
you
something.
You always wanted
like,
to do the extra, but
it would be a nice touch for the fans. I mean, you know, Even though they are talking about it.
They would have had to pay Harrelson an extra check to come out for the director. They probably only had him for the sit down. You know, these big time stars now, from Woody Harrelson. They couldn't even get Rosie Perez.
I'm like, hey, I mean.
They couldn't even get her to come sit down with them because she was on Zoom just like us. She was like, I'll hit the link. But if you do want to see some recreations, I've seen some amazing ones actually online. They got some little kids playing Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle, which is hilarious.
Was it the Kids Bop version?
It's something like that. Yeah, I mean, they was out there crossing up grown men. It's pretty dope. And they were actually dunked a couple times. They had a little 5-year-old, 6-year-olds dunking, but pretty good stuff. In fact, you know, just hit my, I don't know, DM me and I'll DM it to you, I guess.
So the reunion, though, it was nice. I guess I'm just a fan. Like, I just like film locations and stuff like that. So that's why I would have went the extra whatever. But I did like that they had like a little, it looked like the area that it was in looked like how a set would look from that movie. Like, they was even kind of dressed retro. Woody Harrelson with the hat, and Wesley's whole outfit was like, did you just step out of 92? Like,
yeah, I was confused on that. He should have had the little biker flip cap, but he just had a cane. That was the closest thing. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was looking for one just for this episode. I wanted to have one. How he flip it up. I mean, iconic scenes, literally, just with the hat and how he looked in that, because I don't think anyone else is. Have you ever seen that in a movie since? Never.
Probably a Wesley movie.
Yeah, I don't never have
even seen Class Act.
Wear that. Did they have those in Class Act?
Play.
Okay.
Play scared to death. Did you see the reunion that they had in person?
No, this must have been from years back.
This was this month.
Oh, okay, dope. No, I didn't see it.
You know why you didn't see it?
Because it wasn't out? No, I don't
play. No, because it was overshadowed. It got... it was overshadowed. It was at the Oscars, by the way, so...
That's why. Oh, okay. That's why you... Oh, okay.
That
moment overshadowed a whole lot of things. But unfortunately, because some good things I'm hearing happening at the Oscars, we just didn't hear about it. So
I mean, I like some of the reunions that they did, but some of the reunions that they were doing were like, this is the 28th anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Like we don't need a 20th anniversary. Just wait. We don't need a
28th. I mean, like you do fives and you do tens. You don't do
right.
But, you know, we can't talk. We do, like, 43rd.
I mean, sometimes you just need content. But the Oscars should have some damn content now. But, no, we hit it on the nail this time around, yes. 30th anniversary. And, like we said, they're coming out with reunions, which was, I think, was a great sit-down. Let's talk about what they did with Rosie Perez, because she's obviously, like, an integral part of the movie. And we'll talk about all of her classic scenes, I'm sure, later. Sometimes when you win, you really lose. They played all the best scenes, I will say, in the reunion. That's what I actually liked about it. Because if you haven't seen the movie, you can actually watch the reunion and get a sense of what the movie was about. And dope that they had Rosie pop up as well.
Yes, I also would have, if not have them shoot some of their shots, I would have had them like read the scenes, like, you know, I would have. Like a
right, yeah, especially Rosie, yeah, because she had some real gems that she could have just really said right there. And they did replay it, and you never know, she might have actually said it, but, you know, they're going to edit it down and made it. It was only 10 or 11 minutes. Yeah, that is probably another.
It should have had at least be like an episode, like a 30.
Yeah, it should have been 20 to 30 minutes, yeah. For sure. There's so much to talk about.
I guess they recap 30 years in 10 minutes, and it was like, all right, cool. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, so they start off with they hop out where they were at the beach scene, and then obviously they get Woody and Wesley Snipes together. What's the director? They have a mural out there now in LA where the I mean, it looked like, I always thought it was Venice Beach, but they didn't really say that where it was. I thought that was definitely dope that they showed the mural that is now near the location where they have the first park scene, which is one of the most iconic scenes where, you know, Sidney first meets Billy Hoyle and he beats him in for $62. I just love how it starts with like $60 and then it just keeps going up and up and up. And we'll talk about all that stuff later for sure. But Rosie, though, just thoughts about Rosie. Not like she don't got time. Come on, Rosie Perez. Like,
honestly, she probably could have been shooting the movie herself. The last movie that I noticed she was in, that I seen her in, don't ask me why. I watched it to support Keenan. Was okay. Clifford.
Okay. So, I think, did I watch a little bit of that? Maybe. I'm not sure.
I didn't even know it came out. I just only watched Keenan's scene, and she's in Keenan's scene, so that's the only reason.
Oh, he was the vet, right?
Yeah.
Sidebar. But back to what we came here for, which is White Men Can't Jump. And let's talk about what they're going to do with this reboot, because we mentioned, first person we heard about was Jack Harlow.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, aesthetically, it makes sense. We know
he plays basketball. It was weird, though.
But, yeah, it's just like they just came out with, we got Jack Harlow. Like, he's the... Like,
yeah, it's like usually you would hear... usually you hear the movie announcement first and then the cast. It was like Jack Harlow starring in the reboot. It was like, we didn't even know they was having a reboot. Yeah, we didn't even know they was having a reboot. Usually they announce the reboot first and then
right, then they start announcing the cast one by one. And then, like, you know, I mean... Obviously, Woody Harrelson's huge actor and Billy Hoyle's character is big in the movie, but he wasn't even the main character. So it's like, you're going to announce he is the main character. I'll say they're both equally, you know, leading roles, but it's still like, you're going to really announce Jack Harlow. Like, that is not bringing people to the project, especially people that are real fans of 90s nostalgia.
Like, well, I would have to say it's not for you.
Right, because I'm pretty young, so I at least know who Jack Harlow is, but people that are older than me that really love White Men Can't Jump are going to be turned off by that type of
thing. Yeah, it's like, it's definitely for people that are fans of Jack Harlow, because Jack Harlow does bring in, he has a lot of fans to bring in. So it's probably for the TikTok generation. So
I mean, but if they have the Tyler Hero... song on the goddamn soundtrack, I might be here for it, because he get that.
I would like if he makes a cameo. It would make sense if he's it would make sense if he's going through white guys. He was like, you look too good. You look like you can play basketball. He finds Jack Harlow, like something like that would be nice.
But Jack Harlow, does he even look goofy enough? I mean, they're obviously gonna play it up.
I'm sure they're going to do something with his hair and probably put glasses on him.
You know. He just don't look that goofy to me. In comparison, I really think it should have been Lil Dicky. If anyone has seen this guy play basketball, this guy can hoop out of control, threes from deep, you know, Steph Curry type vibes. And he gives you the nerd vibe, though, too, a little bit more, Lil Dicky, in my opinion. He's not as tall as Jack Harlow, because Jack Harlow, he looks like he could just play ball to me. Like, I don't care what he's dressed like. So that's just my opinion on if he could really pull it off. Because Billy Hoyle, he does not look like he could play basketball. He looks like a straight nerd. And that's what makes it so compelling, is that, no, this guy can really ball. And he really could in real life. So I just don't know if that element will be there with Jack Harlow. But we'll see, I guess.
We'll see. But, you know, like, this is not like other movies where they have a reboot and they kind of play up to the audience of the first. I think this is just a complete stripped-down reboot. Like, I don't even know if the name's going to be, like, Billy and Sidney. I think we're just getting brand new everything. So
I'd be okay with that. I'd probably be more okay with that than them trying to redo it, because I don't think there's a character that could redo Rosie Perez exactly and be as compelling. I just don't see anyone that could do that.
Second off, they announced Cinquan Walls, who, you know, I know him from American Soul, but he's done other stuff too. And he's very tall. I don't know how tall Jack Harlow is, but my man Cinquan is playing power forward for the Nets or something. Like, he's tall. Mm-hmm. But how much you want to bet they're going to try to do it something where Jack Harlow is with Cinquan's sister in the movie and not, like, Rosie Perez type of person?
Oh, you think they're going to switch up that whole that whole vibe as far as like him having a girl. You think he's gonna try to get with Sydney's sister? Is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just think with the original one, it just made more sense that white men couldn't jump back then, and now I feel like there's really no color lines when it comes to dunking as much. I mean, there was a little bit, just a little bit, but it's not as clear cut as it was back then. So, I mean, we'll see what they do with it. I'm not sold, but I'm not the only person they're selling to, so that's fine. I'm just a huge fan of the original, and I'm just not sure how they'll ever be able to pull off the chemistry that was Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle. It can't be. And then don't even get into some of the other characters, like Dwayne Martin with the other guy. Like, some of the other stuff that they were able to pull off in these scenes cannot be recreated. I don't care who's acting in it. Because acting is just not the same. It's just not what it used to be back then.
And I hope that they do it at an actual park. Just again, I like locations. I hope they do it at an actual park and not like a one of them green screen gyms where like they just everything is green screen. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Or just not even in like in a basketball gym in general. We don't want to be inside. We want to see it outside, preferably in LA, and give us some of those same vibes. That would be nice too. Yeah, I'll be down for New York City. Switch it up. But anything that's giving you those same park vibes, street ball vibes, but with real fundamentals. Like, we got to see some real basketball being played. And I like how they actually highlighted that in the reunion as well. If you guys want to check out that on Hulu, they talked about how they had some dude from Duke or something that was out there coaching them. And
Princeton,
they couldn't get a real streetball legend. Like,
Princeton is a good school and all, but I would not get a guy from Princeton to do my basketball training. I wouldn't. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. It's a good movie, but
they made it look good though. He did all right, but it just doesn't seem like the right fit for what they accomplished. But you know, they did well with it. They did well with it, and they really showed off some street ball moves for sure in the original. And I just hope we get that from the second one. I mean, is the N1 guy still around? Cadillac and
Uncle Drew,
Hot Sauce. Are those guys gonna come around? They gonna come the whole Uncle Drew cast? Yeah, just get all those guys back and let's do it again. Hopefully it ain't like that. See, I hope it's not like that. Let's get some real acting. Let's get some real chemistry because that's what was displayed in the original. And we're gonna get into that in just a second. Anything else we got to say about the
reboot cast? I got nothing else to say. I just hope that they do good. That's all. Like, even though they're not my target audience, or may not be, I just hope that they do good enough to honor the legacy of what they have.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and put my money down. I'm gonna place my bet on this will never come out. I'm gonna just say it.
It's gonna come out.
They might shoot it. They might shoot it, but they might look at it and be like, I don't know.
Are you serious?
It's not coming out.
Have you seen movies in Hollywood?
It's not coming out in theaters.
Have you seen movies in it? It don't have to. It can go to Netflix.
Or yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Hulu or it's HBO Max.
It's going to be a little stream movie. I don't think this is going to come out in theaters. I don't think it'll be good enough. Sorry, I mean, Jack Harlow.
Just because it don't come out in theaters don't mean it's not good enough. A lot of people sell their movies exclusively to.
Yeah, all the trash ones.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to go. We're gonna talk about the movie. We're gonna, give our thoughts in it. Then we're gonna do the nostalgia star, and we're gonna be back. So stay tuned. No going nowhere. It's gonna be like a snap, and we'll be right back. Okay. Hopefully after a song, you know, and all that. But
you know, right here, you know, it's on. It's in the
And we are back. Prime Nostalgia Podcast, Prime Time here. B-Boy TV here. We're talking about White Man Can't Jump, the 30th anniversary / reunion / reboot / spectacular, whatever you want to call it.
Episode. They got too much news coming up with it. And we yes. was on it last week. We missed a week. Like we said, we was ready with this topic. But like I said, divine intervention because more stuff came out yes. coming up. But we already got...
Literally, they dropped the reunion and everything since...
Yeah. yeah, they really did. They really did. And y'all need to go check that out on Hulu. Like we said, the movie's on Hulu as well.
If you go right there, you can see it's a link. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's a link. You can click on it, and then you can watch the Hulu thing.
Hey, right there. But
White Man Can't Jump.
Now it's time for us to get through the movie. Hopefully everyone has seen it because we're not going to talk about each and every scene, each and every particular. But just know that this movie has an excellent plot that we will be rating at the end at the Nostalgia Star. But let's just start off with the first scene, with one of the first scenes, actually, like we said, with John Marshall. Kadeem Hardison, your mother's an astronaut, that guy whose mother was an astronaut. I don't know who he was. But, I mean, and then, obviously, you have Woody Harrelson on the side, who is a chump. Like, yep. you don't know the score, you a chump. Yep. So, I mean, cursing galore in this scene, street ball galore, and it really just gives, it really sets up the movie very well as far as the two characters and how they're going to bounce off each other for the entire movie.
Yeah, it gives a good sense of chemistry for them too. And I like the, I know you said it's a it's not a basketball movie, but it has basketball elements in it. And I did like, obviously, like the director said in the 30th, like, he got the shot where they're shooting, and it's like a continuous shot to see them actually shooting. And I like that, you know. You know, I like basketball movies. There are some basketball movies and some shows where you just see them shoot, and then it's just like, it just cuts to the basket. It's just...
Right. It just goes in, right?
Yes. I like that we actually see them shooting it. But they didn't say how many takes it took, so it could have took all day. But they actually made it, and they actually made shots, so...
And I know growing up, like, you know, I wasn't really that much into movie making and edits and everything, but I, you know, I was just assuming they were just out there shooting. They were out there really playing basketball because that's what they were actually doing. And like, you know, obviously Billy hits three shots, Sidney hits two and almost hits the last one. And that begins, you know, that starts the beginning of their relationship of just scamming and,
yes.
and heisting each other, like, which I think is another... like obviously a subplot within the movie outside of, you know, black and white, outside of playing basketball and following your dreams. And obviously Billy Hall, he has a gambling problem. There's so many different plots. But the one of the plots that I really love though is them scamming and getting over each other because, and we'll talk about it in this first one, you know, Sidney thinks there's no way this guy's going to come out and outshoot me.
Which is his fault to begin with.
Oh, yeah. He should have. I mean, he had a basketball. He out there dribbling.
How you going to get mad when he is better than you and you called and he's like, if you make the challenge, then okay, you got to accept it. And you just mad. And the dude was like, hey, we're supposed to go to Sizzlers tonight, man.
He's supposed to be going to Sizzlers. He said, shut your anorexic malnutrition tapeworm having no. He got on Kadeem, which is like one of my top, you know, this is right after your mother's an astronaut. What time should I bring the back? Like so many great things in here.
Also, but, go ahead. If you don't think he can play and he just literally spit the ball on his hand, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, what do you think he's out there like, doing?
Bro, what?
We said you could pull a couple passes out your ass, but can you shoot the ball? You know what I'm saying? So, look, they got out his $62. You know, it's honestly, as soon as he came out with the money, I'd have been like, I ain't messing with you, bro. You got the money. You pulling out $60. You just ready to bet. You trolling me right now. Cindy didn't have the money. He had about $40. Had to get, you know, the rest from Kadeem's character. I think his name's Junior. And, yeah, they were supposed to be going to Sizzler, but Sidney lost to Billy Hoyle in that first scene. And that's how, I mean, that's how it all begins. You know, soon after they leave the park, you know, this is after John Marshall and his bunions and everything. And that's how Billy Hoyle got in the game. John Marshall had to sit down and get his bunions rubbed by his little girlfriend and everything, which is the dad from Smart Guy. And then, you know, Sidney pops up at his house and he notices that jar of cash. And he's like, bro, we can hustle for real. And so I really love that subplot. And the next time we see them on the court, I don't know if there's anything particularly important in between there, other than the Stukey brothers, which is we'll get to that, I think, later. But the next time we see them hustling together, which is really dope, Sidney actually hustles Billy. So remember, he's coming off the train. He plays the whole scene like, oh, you can pick anybody you want. They pick Billy. He had already told them to pick Billy, right? And Sidney's off his game the whole movie. He's not taking the shots. He's passing off the wide open shot and missing layups and shots and everything. And Billy's like, come on, man. Like, and lo and behold, you know, he had tricked Billy, which just throws an extra curveball in their whole scammer.
That scene when persona. He goes to his house, though.
Right.
And that's a dope scene.
That is,
he was like, what you thought, white boy? Like, that's how I felt like he said. It's like, what you thought? Yeah. Wesley and all his Wesley glory.
And it was kind of, I mean, it was kind of messed up. That's when you really, really felt for Billy's character. Is like, because you know he's always in hot water with, what's his girl's name? What's Rosie Perez's character?
Is it Gloria?
Gloria. He's always in hot water with Gloria. He can never get anything right. He lost all the money. I think it was, $1,700, right? Sidney was pulling out, I got $400 right here. $3,300 right here. And he has $1,000 up under that little that little biker cap. And I mean, when I was rewatching it, I was like, man, ain't no way I would be betting this guy. But I forgot that he, which makes this movie amazing because I've seen it 100 times. I forgot that he was setting up Billy in that scene. So when he pulls up to the house, he has to confront Sidney with his girl. And also Sidney's girl is there. They start teaming up and it just makes for a great scene. I mean,
they definitely teamed up on both of them. Like, all right, y'all need to stop playing now. Come on, man. What y'all doing?
And Sidney, like you said, he's just there with his boys. Like, I think his name was Robert. He's like, man, I'm just kicking it. Like, it just reminded me of my pops when he would just be in the living room watching the game. Somebody come over there, he's just shooting the shit. He didn't give no F's about Billy at that point. He never thought he was going to play with them again. It was two and out for him. He's like, oh, I got $1,700 out of you. I could do my thing. But the wives got together and said, no, no, no. Y'all got some more money to make. So it is what it is. Let's just talk about Gloria's character for a little bit because she drops.
Yeah, what's her line that you say?
Oh, sometimes when you win, you really lose. Sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose. And
I would have been like, lady, what?
I would have been like, what are you capping for? You either won or you lost. Right, ain't no lady, ties. It's called overtime.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
But, and I'm kind of skipping to the end, right? He wins at the end, but he ends up losing, right? He loses the girl, so
but he tied because he didn't win her.
But he, sometimes you actually tie.
Man, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know.
But no, I mean, obviously that just meant so much to the subplot of the story. It's just another storyline to follow if that's what you're more interested in, the relationship and things like that. It actually plays a part. And she has one more, I would say, high profile thought where she told him, he goes to get her a glass of water. Do you remember this? He was like, dry mouthedness, Billy. I need you to empathize. I didn't ask you. He was like, I thought you just wanted me to get you a glass of water. That's not what it means. Like, I'm thirsty. She's like, I'm thirsty. He goes to get her a glass of water. And she's like, no, Billy, you need to empathize. I didn't ask you. It's like the whole toxic masculinity. definitely that whole conversation happening in 92 where guys think they could just solve women's problems. And I thought that was definitely an interesting and very a forward-thinking scene where she's schooling him on the glass of water, dry-mouthedness, and empathizing with your partner. So shout out to Gloria and all the gems that she dropped throughout the movie, and she's really ahead of her time. And she looked good on them skates when she was skating at the end of the movie. So shout out to her.
Movie in general.
Oh yeah, I mean, I could have said that too, but I was just, you know, being modest because she's amazing. Shout out to Rosie. So, if not King of the Duck, what was Dwayne Johnson and his guy's name when they got into the tournament? It was like Willie and Flight. Flight and Willie, I think, is their names.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock?
No, Dwayne, what's Will Smith's homie's name?
What?
Dwayne Martin, my bad. I said Dwayne Johnson. I think I said Dwayne Johnson earlier. Dwayne Martin, that's his name, right?
Yeah, Dwayne Martin, yes.
Like I said, he was Willie, and Flight was his partner in crime. They were playing a two-on-two basketball tournament in which they go up against Sydney and Billy. And, I mean, another classic moment. If I don't know if you remember, I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone, man. They can't take me out of the zone. Billy Hoyle's in the zone. And they cussing a whole lot, right? And I don't know, man. It's just something about this whole thing and the way they was clowning each other. It just seems so street. It seems so LA Park basketball. This is what you're going to see out there, especially when people are getting competitive. There's a lot of money leagues, a lot of money getting, exchanging hands out there in LA when it comes to the street ball stuff. So I really felt like those were two guys, the way they were talking crap, on that court. To Billy, specifically about being why he can't jump and Flight. Remember, he takes him to the hole a couple times in this tournament.
Especially at this time in the real NBA, it wasn't like who we had, John Stockton.
Right. He wasn't.
That's it.
Like, I mean, Larry Bird, as great as he wasn't dunking on people like that. Yes. You know, like he could dunk.
All white guys were at that point were just shooters. No, that's just shooters.
Right. And Billy Hoyle was too. He was a shooter. Definitely a sharpshooter, excellent passes. He had the whole game except for the dunk. And Flight definitely schooled him a couple times in that tournament, but they end up, they definitely end up being the victors, as they should, because they're the protagonists in the movie. But they always come out with the fundamentals, which I love. You know, they show some real nice basketball moves for them to win that second tournament. And he was in the zone. He was in the zone. But what happened in that tournament is what led to the actual title of the movie. After that tournament, I believe they both got, $5,000, something like that.
Something and crazy.
Too much money for just playing two-on-two basketball. And this was enough money, I believe, for Billy to get out of the trouble from the Stookie brothers.
Of course.
Him and Gloria have been moving from hotel to hotel. They don't have nowhere to live. They've been running away from these mob bosses. And he finally has the money. And then that night, he didn't even have the money 2 hours. I was going to say 24 hours. It was literally right after the tournament. He goes to bet Sydney for no reason. Because he's telling him during the tournament, how come you ain't dunk it, man? How come you ain't stuff it?
Because he knew he couldn't dunk it, so he was like, oh, this is going to be easy money for me.
He's just talking crap. He's getting under his skin, like how he spoke, like he'd been doing the whole movie. And, you know, Billy feels compelled to prove that he can dunk, which he can't. And, not at this point, right? So, and one of the great things about the scene in the bet about if he can dunk or not, and Sydney tells him white men just can't jump, right? He tries three times, but I just love when he says, hey, is this even regulation? Is this court regulation? And you know, Sydney gets up there, he do his little pull up, oh, seems about right to me. I mean, I'm up here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can. And then he pumps his Nikes. Remember, he pumps his shoes.
So those were regular. Why do I feel like they lowered it? I don't know why I feel like they lowered it, but I'm like, they couldn't because they were at an actual park.
For that, I don't know. I think he was actually getting up there. I don't know. I'm open to that. I'm not sure. So you think they lowered it for
I said they could Woody Harrelson? Just because of, like, you know, regular guys just can't dunk on, like, regulation. So I'm like, maybe, but they could have lowered it for, like, on the location.
They probably did, just to keep it real, because it.
Or that he could have just jumped from a box and then they just don't show the box. Look like he jumped off of 1 foot.
That's possible too. You know, it's just him and Sydney at this point. And they have one last hurrah, one last tournament, King and the Duck, where they put up, you know, Sydney had all the money at this point. I mean, I don't even think Billy had anything to put in. Or actually, no, he went and borrowed it from Gloria again, from her Jeopardy winning. She was up there.
Yes, when you win, you lose. I mean, I don't know. This whole thing, dude, like, come on.
She should have told him one more time, you know, when you lose, sometimes you really win. Because he lost, but he could have won his girl back. But nah, he had to go up there and ask her for some more money. And this is when she was on the skates, holla at that, in Venice Beach and everything. And he gets the money from her, and he puts it to go into the tournament. I mean, Sydney should have just put up the money for him. I mean, he had his own thing trying to get a house and all this stuff. But come on, Sydney. You didn't have to have him go back to Gloria again. But they get in the tournament. I mean, unless there's anything else we need to say, they get in the tournament. Basically, they beat the King and the Duck.
I mean, you know, it's a movie, so you know they're going to come out victorious.
They're going to beat the King and the Duck. But the real story is he dunks at the end. He wins with a game-winning dunk. He screams. He's pulling up on the rim and everything. It's so dramatic. Do they ever show Gloria again? I don't think so. I had to actually Google it to make sure that he had permanently lost Gloria. But yes, he never got back with her, which I think is the saddest part of acts. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes still to this day.
I mean, Rosa Perez was on the market that day. So, yeah, I mean, it was a happy day for other people. Sad day for him.
You're damn right. I think, in fact, I think Sydney might have spun the block looking for Gloria. Like, you were, because he was pressing up on her a couple times in the movie. This reminds me, before we end, we definitely, one other gem that was dropped, and it wasn't necessarily from Gloria, but she was involved in the scene, is you can't hear Jimmy. You can listen to Jimmy, but you can't hear Jimmy. Okay, just putting that out there in case you don't know what it is. Definitely Google that. But he could hear Jimmy. His whole percussion was white. I don't know. You just got to watch it. But Jimi Hendrix stuff. But no, I mean, anything else to be said about this? I mean, I think it's just classic. Like I said, there's so many underlying plots. I can tell you right now, I'm going to give this plot an A+, because you have the scammer thing. You've got the basketball thing, black and white thing.
Let's just go to the star.
You got the Billy Hoyle and Gloria thing. You got Sydney and his wife. And so, yeah, let's go to the plot. I mean, let's go to the star, and we can start off with the plot, because I'm at A+.
We're going to give you a quick rundown of the nostalgia star. We got fandom, got plot, we got production, got longevity, and we got cast. And Lee Boy has already gave in his for the plot. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give it an A2, because at this time, it was an original movie. You know, this is before Space Jam, before a lot of other basketball movies, ones that may or may not be better than this one, but hey. It's,
but like you said, not just a basketball movie. There's racial, there's critical race theory in this movie. There's gambling issues in this movie. There's toxic masculinity that is talked about in this movie as well. There's so many different issues that are still relevant today, and definitely was ahead of its time in discussing a lot of those. So please check this out for more than just basketball, also for a social awareness in general.
What about the cast?
Okay, so, you know, Wesley Snipes is definitely A. Woody Harrelson is definitely A. And then, of course, you have Rosie Perez. I would say overall, though, you know, you got the Kadeem Hardisons in there. All the basketball guys are pretty much anonymous. The guy that played Robert, I've seen him in a couple things. but not before this. So I would give it a solid, I mean, I would go A minus B plus. I'll just say B plus just
cause. I would say B plus too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Wesley Snipes wasn't the hugest then. Was this before or after New Jack City?
After.
So he was pretty big then.
Yes.
So he was
that was 91.
And Woody Harrelson was brand new?
Not brand new, but he's still up and coming. So he's not what he is now, obviously, but he was still up and coming, still kind of newer.
And Rosie admitted that this was like her breakout role. And so I would say
also discussed in the reunion too.
So I would give it a B plus. I think if it was the same cast like today or maybe 5 years later, it would have been an A because it was just so many people that ended up being, A1 stars. But at the time, I think they really got it right. They got the chemistry right between Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes and, some of the basketball players were all pretty good, all great trash talkers, B plus. Borderline A minus.
What would you give the production? I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna give it. You might not like it. I'm gonna give it a C plus for production.
Oh man, I'm gonna give it a B plus. Because I think I like the camera work during the basketball scenes. I like how they follow the passes, the backdoor cuts. They actually have a whole, I'm biased because this is one of my favorite movies too, but they have a whole compilation of backdoor cuts online. If you guys want to just Google backdoor cuts, White Men Can't Jump. So they're really out there playing basketball. And then what they talked about in the 30th reunion, how they, didn't cut away from the shots. They have a lot of actual real basketball being played. I can remember certain scenes, like when he's coming off from the train and he's like way in the background. I thought, there's certain scenes that are really dope. But in general, I mean, it's kind of like, it's a street movie, an urban film that it's just mostly around the park and residential area. So I could see there was no main action or main, scene that like really put it over the top. So I could see where you're coming from. I would say basketball would be the action for me because they did have some dunks in there, include Sydney dunked, Billy Hoyle dunks, Flight was dunking all over people, so I thought that was all pretty dope.
I will say, I guess longevity is a B plus, right? You gotta reboot. And it's still talked about 30 years later, so I'm gonna just say that's a B plus to me. I would have said A, but we don't know how the reboot is gonna be yet, so it's iffy.
And with this last two categories are a little bit cloudy: longevity and fandom, because they kind of go hand in hand. I'll say longevity. I would say more towards how does this movie still play up till today? And I think if you watch it now, it's still just as good. Mainly because of Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson and also Rosie Perez. Those three are the monsters of the movie that really, I think, keep it current and keep it still relevant. So I'm going to go, A. I love this movie. So right, I just watched it again last night.
Your fandom is an A too? Or you?
No, I don't think fandom is an A. I will say that I think fandom, for people like me, yes, obviously A+. But I think this is where I'm going to drop off a little bit and give it a C+. I don't hear as many people talking about this movie as they do like a Space Jam, obviously, right? It's not comparable to the Space Jam original. I think it's way better though. Yeah. But it's to me, a much better movie. So many more better plots and storylines in this film. But, I mean, to be seen. We'll see what the reboot can bring out of it. I think people may run back to the original and maybe it'll be some more critical acclaim. Not that there's any missing from the first one. It's just not heralded that much as, say, a Space Jam or some other basketball movies that are out there. Does it get as much love as He Got Game? I'm not sure it even gets as much love as He Got Game. I'm not sure. Hop on board. Go watch it. Go check out Hulu. Go watch both the anniversary and the film itself. So
let everybody know.
I ain't gonna
let everybody know where to find you.
You can find me on LeeBoyTV.com, at LeeBoyTV on all socials. Please follow Child Star Reboot. Things are rolling with this used to be secret project. Also follow Magical Life Media. Obviously follow the Prime Nostalgia Pod on all socials and all platforms. And yeah, just tune in with your boy. I got some things that I'm brewing up. I'm going to be actually on Saturday, if you're in the LA area, hopefully you just watch this and you'll be able to come out. I'm going to be hosting a rap competition, or actually I'll say a music competition out in Hollywood. So just check it out on my Instagram. You should be able to see a flyer there. I'm just hosting. I ain't rapping, not this time. But if y'all don't come up, step up with the bars, I might have to throw in an instrumental. You know what I'm saying? Got my skills up. You know what I'm saying?
And
sheesh, right. That's the name of the show. Sheesh.
Okay, is it for real?
No, for real. Sheesh. This Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
What? No worries. All right.
AIA Collaborative. Sheesh is going down. I'm hosting. Come put up $25 and you can win a free music video. You can win some free visuals. You can also win some free studio time or a Spotify playlist placement. So we've got some prizes and a little entry fee, but it'll be well worth it. Hundreds of dollars of value if you're able to win. So good luck to you. Come on out to Sheesh.
I mean, I can't follow that, but I will. KVNG Prime Time Podcast, like you said, everything like that. 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. That's cool too. And do that. Oh, actually, I did do a video about 10 cartoons that you probably forgot over the years, which is I got some good ones in there. You know, Andre 3000, you seen that? Seen that? You probably didn't. I mean, not Andre, Classic 3000, you seen that? No, yes, no. Aladdin?
With the cartoon? Yes.
The series?
Yes, yes, I've seen that.
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command?
No.
Timon and Pumbaa?
Yes.
Fillmore?
Yeah, I was actually casting that. And I got replaced. But Orlando was the star, right?
Yes. Anyways. Yeah. Just listen to everywhere you can. Subscribe. All that good stuff. Prime time is all the time.
We out. Prime Nostalgia.
The Nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all back. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the lightest line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime.